We now have Ms. Jessie Chan, who is a PhD candidate student in the University of Hong Kong. Her research interests include behavioral medicine, psychoneuroimmunology, mind-body exercise and application of Chinese culture, Chinese medicine, and Qigong exercise in complementary and alternative medicine. Her PhD topic is about Qigong exercise and chronic fatigue syndrome, and her presentation today is about the effect of Qigong exercise on sleep quality of people with CSF, which is part of our PhD study. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here. To do this presentation. The topic of my presentation is Qigong exercise improves the sleep quality of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome. In this study, there's no relationship to disclose. This slide shows the outline. I will cover the background about the chronic fatigue syndrome and the sleep disturbance and the Qigong exercise methods and the results and the conclusion. Let me talk about some background about the chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue is unexplained persistent fatigue at least 6 months, had no definitely effect treatment yet. According to some studies, the prevalence of CF or CFS in general population is much higher than in clinical population. That means a large part of participants with chronic fatigue in community remain unrecognized by the general practitioners. So there's another term called chronic fatigue syndrome like illness, only based on the self-reported fatigue symptom and the medical history. For those people with approximate symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome, they had no confirmed clinical examination. It may include people with chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome. So actually in Hong Kong, fatigue is very common. According to some studies, about 60% adults experience fatigue problems. Prevalence of chronic fatigue syndrome is about 11%. The prevalence of chronic fatigue syndrome is 6% in general population and 3% in clinical population. Now, up to now, Western treatment and the medication are often associated with the limited clinical benefit and bring undesirable side effects. Complementary and alternative therapy are often used to manage the symptoms. Only cognitive behavior therapy, graded exercise therapy can be effective. For graded exercise therapy, some studies show too vigorous exercise may damage the immune system and increase oxidative stress and also increase fatigue and the musculoskeletal pain. So exercise limited can prevent post-exertion malaise. A study show breathing in meditation can reduce exercise-induced oxidative stress. So we just think maybe Qigong exercise, also including the element of meditation, can be a good treatment for chronic fatigue. What is a Qigong? Qigong is the ancient art of self-healing exercise to regulate mind, body, breathing. Qigong include gentle mind, body exercise and meditation. From a perspective of traditional Chinese medicine, Qigong focuses on the balancing between yin and yang, as well as smoothing the circulation of qi, vital energy in meridian system, qi, vital energy channel of the human body. There's a few studies on Qigong and chronic fatigue syndrome before our studies. Qigong exercise has been applied in two pilot studies with small sample size. Desirable effects were found, but further studies should be conducted in larger scale RCTs. So in 2009, we start our first studies on Qigong exercise for chronic fatigue. One of our previous RCT has demonstrated Qigong exercise is effective in reducing fatigue, increasing quality of life, increase telomerase activity. Telomerase activity is a biomarker of anti-aging effect, and also Qigong exercise also has antidepressive effective. So this slide shows some publication about our Qigong study and Qigong and the chronic fatigue syndrome study in the journals. As we all know, sleep disturbance presenting as unfreshened and non-restorative sleep is very common in chronic fatigue syndrome patients. According to a review study, there's currently insufficiently evidence to indicate the treatment of primary sleep disorder sufficiently improve the fatigue associated with the CFS. We just wonder, what about the effect of Qigong exercise on sleep quality of people with chronic fatigue syndrome-like illness? So in this study, there are two objectives. The second one, to assess the effects of Qigong exercise on sleep quality and the fatigue of people with chronic fatigue syndrome-like illness. The second one is to investigate the correlation between changes of sleep quality and the fatigue, as well as the dosage of sleep of the Qigong practice. Let's move to the methods part. This is a community-based study. We conducted press conference to promote the study and recruit the subjects. The study design is a randomized waitlist control trial. The subjects were screened by online questionnaire. They have chronic fatigue syndrome based on symptoms, based on self-report symptoms and the medical history, but had no medical examination by physicians. This slide shows our study design. 150 subjects, eligible subjects, were recruited and randomly assigned to either Qigong group or control group. 75 subjects per group. We collected data at three time points, at baseline, post-training, and 3 months post-training. The intervention is 16 sections of Ba Duan Jing, also called 8 section brocade, twice a week for 8 weeks, 1.5 hours each section. We also ask the participant to do the self practice 15 to 30 minutes per day at home. This photo is the group practice in the Qigong class. Data including demographic data, lifestyle, child fatigue scale, Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index were collected through online questionnaire at three time points. Dosage of Qigong practice measured by the attendance rate of Qigong class. For the data analysis, we did comparison between intervention and control groups by the chi-square tells for categorical data and the ANOVA or ANCOVA for continuous data. Only for the intervention group, we assess the correlation between the changes of sleep quality and fatigue or dosage of Qigong practice. Now we move to the results part. This table shows the patient's demographic characteristic data at the baseline, the mean age of subjects for both groups were 39 years old. Over 60% were female, and around 90% had full-time job. As we can see, the number of female in control group were more than in intervention group, except for gender factor. All characteristics are comparable. For the lifestyle factor, around 60% had not do exercise regularly, and less than 10% had smoking and alcohol drinking. In this table, we compared the child fatigue scale and the sleep quality between two groups at three times. As we can see, for the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, in the intervention group, the sleep quality index decreased from the 10 to 8, and still keep at similar level after 3 months follow-up. But for intervention, for the control group, there's a little bit difference, but they're not significant difference compared with the intervention group. Similar for the total fatigue score. This chart clearly shows the Pittsburgh sleep quality between two groups at three time points. And this chart shows for the total fatigue score. In this table, we show the changes of total fatigue is negative associated with the attendance rate of Qigong class, as well as physical fatigue and the mental fatigue. And the change of Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index was also negative associated with the attendance rate Qigong class. It means the high attendance rate, the sleep quality improved. So in addition to above scales, we also found the changes of Pittsburgh sleep has had positive associated with that of fatigue. That means the sleep quality improved, then the fatigue level were reduced. So in these studies, there are some strengths. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first study of the effect of Qigong exercise on the sleep quality for the people with chronic fatigue syndrome. It's a large-scale RCT with promising result. It may give the useful reference for the future study. Actually, it also has some limitations. In the future study, we will recruit the subjects fully meet CDC criteria for CFS with medical examination. We also will use the active control group using other exercise or healthy education to reduce social interaction effect. We may, in our future study, investigate the dosage of Qigong practice after class, and also access the objective measurement of sleep quality. Because in this study, we just use the subject measurements of sleep quality. So, may we jump draw a conclusion here. This study suggested Qigong exercise can improve sleep quality of people with chronic fatigue syndrome-like illness, and the dosage of Qigong practice had a close relationship with the improve of sleep quality. My presentation, I want to acknowledge and extend my fair heart gratitude to support from the Hong Kong Hospital Authority Research Fund, and also my supervisor, Professor Cecily Chen, and Dr. Rainbow Ho, Dr. Ng, Dr. Wong, and Professor So, and all colleagues in Center on Behavioral Health, Ms. Amy Chai, Anna Wong, Winnie Wong, and all participants in our Qigong studies. That's the end of my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention.
I think we have time for one question. If
according to our previous study, around 10 to 20% participants will have dropped out. Yeah. Thank you.